What was it like getting back on the field here today with your new team?
Oh, man, it was fun, man. Just to be back, you know, back in the CFL, back on the practice field with my new teammates, some of former foes. It's just great. Just blessed just to be a part of this great organization.
And you're right in your familiar spot, and it's a new scheme. But yeah, at this stage of your career, you're like, just put me in. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. You know, everything's take time. As long as I just keep preparing, being a student of the game each and every day, and just listening to the coaches and just following my teammates' lead, and I'll be all right.
So what's your impressions of the defense that Nolthorpe runs that would suit your skill set?
Oh, man, he just let us play aggressive, make plays, and just play freely. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. Football, you want to be able to play fast and make plays and get the ball back for the offense.
I got to ask you the question that we seem to be asking everyone that gets through quarantine. So how was quarantine for you, and how did you keep busy?
It was all right. but, you know, I read books. I bought this Rick Ross book before I left Alabama. So just a perfect day to boss up, that's what it's called. Just read and, just meditating and trying to manifest my thoughts so I can get on this field fast.
It's almost like you got to find ways to just have the time melt away from you and just do what you're doing in the moment, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure getting your playbook a bit right, too, right?
Oh, yeah, man. It's ready, man. I'm very excited for this opportunity, though.
So you've been playing. I mean, you went through a camp with the Rams. You're in football shape. How much does that help just to kind of just, you know, step off the plane, go into quarantine, but step out on this field and go, all right, let's just do it?
Well, it's what I do. I've been playing football since I was 5 years old. My dad and my brothers and, you know, just everybody helping me out. So just to be back on the field after that and everything on my long journey, man, I'm very blessed, and I'm just ready to, you know, just get these W's and potential winning a Grey Cup.
Well, not that it's easy ever in football, but here come the 5-1 Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and you know them very well.
Yeah.
So what's the key? What's your impressions of them so far?
Oh, they're a great team, ready to defend the champs, of course. They play great on all three phases. Just got to come ready. You got to prepare. You know, you just got to stick to your game plan, offensive, defensively, and special teams, and, you know, just see it through for four quarters.
And finally, just when you look behind you, you got Aaron Grimes.
Yeah.
When you look just to the left or right or wherever you are on the field, you see Jonathan Rose.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Oh, this just makes it comfortable. Those guys are vets. They make great plays over the years, so it makes it easier, you know, communication and everything like that. So, you know, the stress is in practice. I always said that the games are easy. So, you know, with those two guys and the surrounding cast around us, we'll be all right for sure.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.